Let Ferguson's knowledgeable product experts kick off your next kitchen or bath project with the latest in touch and hands-free faucets, high-performance gas ranges, or low-decibel dishwashers. They're really quiet. Request your appointment today at FergusonShowrooms.com. The best decision ever.
Visit the Ferguson Showroom on Powell Avenue in Nashville and discover the controlled convenience of Jet Air's connected wall oven. Innovative, intuitive, and in the palm of your hand. Reinvent your kitchen with Jet Air and find it at Ferguson.
Welcome back in 3HL, powered by the Tennessee Lottery. Media row at the Super Bowl. Gosh, it's great being here, catching up with so many people. Thanks to our friends at Ferguson Bath Kitchen and Lighting Gallery. Find a showroom near you at FergusonShowrooms.com. They made it possible for us to be here, along with our friends at Low T Center. Guys, do yourself a favor and visit them online at LowTCenter.com. And guess what? Low T Center getting us a whole bunch of great guests, including a Super Bowl champion and the man who had one of the best nicknames ever and still does, bar none. William Floyd joins us. What's going on, bar none?
I'm doing great. I mean, it's fun to be down in Miami. A lot of great memories here. You know, we talk about the Super Bowl, but I was able to, you know, sneak in a national championship the year before that. So, I mean, it was a couple of great years in Miami for me.
Hey, you look great, man. You look like you could maybe take it around the edge now.
You know, that's funny. You know, I always say I look good on the outside, but I'm scared of what the inside looks like sometimes. I mean, as far as, like, man, I mean, all my numbers are great and all that, and the organs are good, man. But, you know, the neck every once in a while, the knee, the back, every once in a while. But I would not change it for the world. I mean, I appreciate my NFL career and blessing to be a part of it.
Well, you mentioned national championship, too. You won a national title with FSU and then also won a Super Bowl. There's not a whole lot of people that get to say they do that. Like, that's nice.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I think at the time, Tony Dorsett might have been the only one to do it at the time. Yeah. But, and then, of course, Brian Stork, he went from Florida State to the Patriots with a, you know, one. So, I mean, after that, you know, a few guys have it now. But I still separate myself because I am the only one in history to win the national championship and the Super Bowl in their birth state. So, I mean, I was born here in Florida. Everything that happened great for me for football has happened right here in Florida.
So, William Floyd hanging out with us. All right, kids, this is a real thing that happened. After his career at Florida State, he was drafted in the first round as a fullback. It doesn't happen every day anymore, and a lot of teams don't use a fullback. But, man, in your day, you were busting people up, and first-round talent, we love it.
Oh, yeah, it was a blessing. You know, Bill Walsh was, you know, I think he kind of said I would fit in that offense, and he was, you know, I guess he was consulting the team at that time. Of course, George was the coach, but he was still around consulting. And, you know, Dwight Clark was a big part of that, you know, bringing me in. I miss him. I love you, Dwight. He was a big part of making sure I was a Niner. But it was just a blessing to be able to go that. And then I'm like, it's crazy because when I think about the fullback now, you need to just put my picture next to the fullback and stay extinct in the dictionary because there really aren't, no, you know, except for 4-4 getting it in over here in San Francisco. Right. There are really not another fullback, a lot of fullbacks out there. And there's probably never going to be another first-round fullback.
Well, obviously, they saw something in you, and I want to take you back to 95, the divisional playoff game against the Bears. First rookie to have 3 touchdowns in that one. You know, we always talk about, like, athletes in the zone and feeling it. Do you remember how you felt that game? Was it different? Anything like that?
I think I approached every game pretty much the same. I mean, and the memory that doesn't go back that great. I mean, I get a lot of my memories about watching it more so than thinking about it. But, you know, during that time, man, it was just it was a great time, you know, to be a Niner, especially a fullback there. And Mike Shanahan, man, if those guys left it on the 1 or 2 yard line for me, he was going to give me a shot to get it in the end zone. So that was a whole lot of fun with that.
So what do you think these players are going through right now as we sit here on a Friday before the Super Bowl?
Well, I'm kind of – I don't know, because when I think about us, man, we were just so prepared for that game. We'd already played San Diego. We, you know, handled them pretty good in regular season. Yeah. And so by the time we got to the Super Bowl, we were like, man, we're just going to dominate these guys. I don't think we dropped one ball all practice week long. There are no missed assignments all week long. So guys are just totally prepared and focused to play that football game. Now, you know, they're going against, you know, another sledgehammer. So it's going to be interesting to see who can control who, and you have to do it early.
The Chiefs have such a great place in NFL history, but it's been 50 years since they've played in this game. The 49ers have their significant, very significant place as well in NFL history. It's been 25 years. These are two name brand teams, William, but neither one has been on this big of a stage in a long time. It's a lot of fun for the public, though, to see these these two teams going at it in the big game.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think it's, you know, I think everybody was kind of tired of seeing Brady and the Patriots, you know, in this game. And, you know, I think it's a great opportunity to have to make sure that some other teams, you know, that some great franchises, just like you said, got an opportunity to get back to try to put another Lombardi in their trophy case.
You're a big physical guy. We cover the Tennessee Titans. We've got a big physical back there in Derrick Henry. What have you seen just watching his game and what he does?
Wow, man. Yulee, Florida. I mean, he is just one of the – we always talk about picking him up and putting him down. And I always, you know, pride myself as being a running back that got high knee. I think I tried to mimic Roger Craig to make sure, you know, you get those knees up high. And I think, you know, Henry's the same way. Nobody wants to hit you if you got a kneecap coming towards him. You know, they want to hit you on the ankle as opposed to hit you on the waist. So, and he's just a phenomenal football player. I'm glad he's been able to go ahead and kind of find himself. You know, the first couple of years, I know he wasn't excited about what was going on with his career. But, man, he really found out what he could get done this year. And I think he's going to be great for a long time. And it's kind of funny. We're talking about running backs. You're talking about the three touchdowns. So I saw Leonard Fournette earlier, and he actually tied that record a couple years back when they played. I forgot who the Jags. I was just sitting there all throwing like, oh, man, please don't let him get four touchdowns. Don't let him get four. Don't let him break it. And it was kind of funny. When he tied it, they're like, Fournette ties the TD record for rushing TDs for a rookie. I'm like, okay, when you gonna talk about the guy that actually set the record? You know, but that was pretty cool.
William Floyd, our guest. All right, I got to ask you about this. So, the Chiefs beat the Titans. Titans fans still kind of in mourning that they're not down here, right? Partying, living it up for the chance of the Super Bowl. We start asking fans, okay, who are you rooting for? Are you rooting for the Niners or the Chiefs? And we did a segment or two on the show about it. We had so many Cowboys fans that called in and said, anybody but the 49ers. And both teams haven't been good at the same time in so long. I think people have forgotten how bitter that rivalry is and how much the 49ers and the Cowboys actually hate each other.
You know what? Back then, it was definitely one of the biggest rivalries in football, especially during that time. But what the funny thing about it is, Charles Haley is a good friend. I went to his enshrinement, right, and I got a chance to, you know, talk to some of those Cowboys like Nate Newton and, you know, because he's from Florida, and, you know, Tony Tolbert and, you know, Emmitt and just all those guys, man. And we found out how much we really had in common. You know, we were just all guys, gladiators that wanted to go out there and be the absolute best they could be. And it just so happened that both of us were the best team, so we always had to bang heads. So it's a lot of respect for those guys. Now, I don't look at myself as like a Cowboy hater now. I kind of look at myself as almost like part of our little 49er Cowboy family.
You also do color commentary for FSU football. Obviously, you know, you won a national title when you were there. It's been some tough times at FSU here lately, but maybe things changing with the hiring of Mike Norvell. First, I want to ask you, what went wrong for FSU? Where did they kind of lose it?
Well, I think it kind of started back right after the national championship. I think we got the last national championship. I think we got a little complacent. And then, you know, there was just so much things going on off the field that kind of distracted, you know, the coach that was there then. So, you know, it wasn't really there. And then, you know, the next coach comes in, he had a little bit to clean up, and he really didn't have the time to do the cleanup that he needed to do without winning football games, because we were just too spoiled in Tallahassee. We've been winning football games since, you know, for the last 34 years having winning seasons. So you get one win, you know, a losing season, then you have another one back-to-back that's subpar, and, you know, we're restless. You know, everybody gets restless, and, you know, I think that was the situation. But, you know, Coach Norvell is in there. I got an opportunity to talk to him for about 2 minutes during the bowl game in the box. And I think he's the right guy right now. Yeah, I think this is what we needed, and I know the alumni is excited about him, but it boils back down to, you know, hey, we got to win. You know, we got to win, and that's what all of us are tested in, you know. No matter whether it's, you know, you got to win on your broadcast. You know, you got to have one of the best broadcasts out there. You know, you got to be one of the best in whatever field you're in. You know, you got to try to be that guy, that young lady. So, hopefully, you know, we'll get it done.
Have you seen anybody down here that you just got starstruck by? Like, I just ran into MC Hammer. First concert I ever went to in Nashville was Hammer and Michelet and all those guys. I kind of got starstruck there. You seen anybody that's gotten you?
I tell you, Barry Sanders, because yeah. I've always, you know, like my rookie year, my first start, we play against the Detroit Lions. I get three touchdowns. They call one back. But basically, I got player of the game, and that was my first start. So I'm on the field with Barry Sanders, and I get player of the game. So I'm trying to chase him down to get his jersey at the end of the game, and I was never able to, you know, get it. So I got an opportunity to see him here, took a picture. He knew exactly who I was, so that was pretty cool.
That's awesome.
William Floyd on the way out. I know you're one of the great guys down here talking about Low T Center. Why is it important for people to know their number and to know about Low T Center?
Well, you just want to be healthy. You want to know that you have as much time here as you possibly can. And the way to do that is making sure you go and take care of yourself. And you go to a place like Low T Center, you're not going into a typical doctor's office. It's concierge for men. It's about taking care of us, getting us in and out of there. I think that's what guys hate the most, is having to sit in that office for 100 hours, seems like. But just getting in and out of there, making sure all your numbers are checked, checking on your sleep app, just a lot of different things that that company does. So it's exciting to be a part of it.
Low T Center, the best bar none, and this man right here, bar none. William Floyd, great catching up with you, man.
Thank you, guys.
We'll be right back. More 3HL live from Media Row at the Super Bowl, brought to you by the great folks at Ferguson Bath Kitchen and Lighting Gallery. Visit the Ferguson Showroom on Powell Avenue in Nashville and discover the controlled convenience of JennAir's connected wall oven. Innovative, intuitive, and in the palm of your hand, reinvent your kitchen with JennAir and find it at Ferguson. Also, Low T Center. Guys, Low T Center has reinvented the doctor's visit, making it quick and easy to take care of your health so you can be the best version of you. Schedule your complete health assessment at lowtcenter.com. Low T Center, reinventing men's health.